Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into mindfulness, a comprehensive guide that offers readers an 8-week meditation program aimed at fostering peace of mind. This unique collaboration between Mark Williams, a distinguished former professor of clinical psychology at Oxford University, and Danny Penman, a biochemist with a flair for journalism, stands out for its scientific approach to mental well-being. Through their expertise, the authors debunk common misconceptions about mindfulness and offer a practical path to improved mental health. Mark Williams, not only a highly respected figure in psychology, but also a founding member of the Academy of Cognitive Therapy, brings his deep understanding of mental processes to the table. His previous work, The Mindful Way Through Depression, has already proven his ability to translate complex psychological insights into accessible guidance. Danny Penman complements Williams' psychological insights with his scientific background and journalistic clarity, making mindfulness a well-rounded and credible resource for those seeking serenity and a deeper understanding of their mind. This book is perfect for anyone searching for tranquility in the fast-paced nature of modern life, skeptics willing to explore mindfulness beyond its spiritual connotations, and individuals fascinated by the workings of the human mind. Join us as we explore how mindfulness can serve as a bridge to greater mental well-being, one mindful step at a time. Mindfulness, an 8-week plan for finding peace in a frantic world. Introduction. Find peace in a hectic world and enhance your well-being through mindfulness. In a world that never seems to stop, the ancient practices of mindfulness and meditation have found new relevance. Initially embraced by civilizations and religious traditions across Asia, these practices journeyed to the West, carried in the backpacks of adventurous hippies and spiritual explorers during the 20th century. Yet, despite their storied past, the mention of meditation can still provoke skepticism, conjuring images of gongs, incense, and a mysticism that feels out of reach for the pragmatist. But the reality couldn't be more different. A plethora of scientific research has illuminated the profound benefits of adopting a mindful approach to life, asserting its capacity to significantly enhance our happiness, well-being, and even our physical health. Far from the obscure rituals some might imagine, mindfulness has proven to be a practical and accessible tool for navigating the complexities of modern life. The evidence lies in the transformative 8-week mindfulness course developed by a duo of a clinical psychologist and a biochemist. This program is not just about finding serenity in silence. It is a force multiplier for one's overall health, augmenting mental clarity, boosting memory, and elevating motivation. This narrative will unfold the essential truths about mindfulness. You don't need to adopt a new religion or spiritual belief to reap the benefits of mindfulness. It's a universal practice that transcends cultural and religious boundaries. The impact of meditation is not merely psychological, but neurophysical too. Engaging in regular mindfulness practices can literally reshape the structure of your brain, leading to enhanced cognitive function and emotional health. Integrating mindfulness into your daily routine need not be a daunting task. With practical steps and a bit of dedication, you can weave this ancient practice into the fabric of your modern life, leading to profound and lasting benefits. Prepare to embark on a journey that demystifies mindfulness, presenting it as a scientifically backed, practical tool for enhancing personal well-being and contentment. Part 1: Demystifying Mindfulness, Beyond the Myths to Practical Reality. Lately, it seems mindfulness has become a buzzword, gracing the covers of countless magazines and the subject of numerous online discussions. Yet, despite its increasing presence in popular culture, many still harbor misconceptions about what mindfulness truly means and its potential benefits. This confusion, unfortunately, deters people from exploring a powerful tool that could significantly enhance their lives. Let's dissect some of the most pervasive myths that cloud the subject. To start, One common misunderstanding is the belief that mindfulness is intrinsically linked to religion. While it's true that mindfulness practices feature in various religious traditions, at its core, mindfulness is a form of mental exercise. It's a technique designed to enhance awareness and can seamlessly complement any set of personal beliefs or lack thereof. Another myth is the supposed necessity of adopting specific postures, like sitting cross-legged on the floor, to practice mindfulness. This image is a stereotype that doesn't hold up. Mindfulness can be practiced in any setting where you find comfort and peace. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. Additionally, some fear that mindfulness is too time-consuming or might lead to laziness. This couldn't be further from the truth. Mindfulness practice can be as brief as a minute or as long as a day, adapted to fit into any schedule. Far from inducing idleness, mindfulness sharpens focus and promotes a clearer mindset towards achieving one's goals. Now that we've cleared the air on what mindfulness is not, let's focus on what it is, the practice of cultivating compassionate awareness. Imagine observing your thoughts and the emotions they evoke, not with judgment or impulsivity, but with the detachment of someone watching clouds drift across the sky. Consider an everyday scenario. You're on your way home, stewing over a colleague's rudeness. The instinct might be to retaliate with a sharp email. But what if instead you simply observed your anger, allowing it to rise and dissipate without action? By practicing mindfulness, you learn to let go of negativity, envisioning it as a passing storm cloud, leaving your mind calm and clear. Mindfulness teaches us to live in the present, focusing our attention on the here and now, rather than getting lost in regrets of the past or worries about the future. This approach doesn't just alleviate stress. It enriches our experience of life, moment by moment. Part 2. The Science of Mindfulness. Beyond Myth to Measurable Benefits. Amidst the swirling misconceptions and mystical aura that often surround mindfulness, there's a solid bedrock of scientific evidence attesting to its effectiveness. Far from being mere New Age speculation, mindfulness has been scrutinized and validated by rigorous psychological research, revealing a bounty of benefits for both mind and body. Let's embark on an exploration of the compelling scientific findings that illuminate the power of mindfulness. At the forefront of its proven benefits, mindfulness has made its mark on physical health, notably in pain management and immune system fortification. A groundbreaking 2003 study, published in the respected Psychosomatic Medicine Journal, unveiled that mindfulness practices bolster the immune system, offering a shield against the common adversaries of flu and viruses. But the therapeutic reach of mindfulness extends further into the realm of chronic pain alleviation. In 2008, Jon Kabat-Zinn and his team presented compelling evidence that mindfulness meditation serves as a significant relief for chronic pain sufferers, marking a breakthrough in how we approach pain management without sole reliance on pharmaceuticals. Moreover, mindfulness shines brightly as a beacon of hope for those battling depression. A study led by Belgian professor Kees van Heringen revealed a stark reduction in depression relapse rates among individuals who married mindfulness practices with their antidepressant treatment, slicing the relapse risk nearly in half, from 68 to 30%. The antidote to our daily dose of stress may also lie within mindfulness. A 2006 study reported notable declines in anxiety, irritability, and depression among those who engaged in regular mindfulness meditation, underscoring its role in cultivating mental peace and resilience. The benefits cascade into cognitive enhancements as well. In 2007, psychologist Amishi Jha uncovered that mindfulness bolsters memory, heightens reaction times, and augments physical stamina, underpinning its role in enhancing overall mental performance. Furthermore, mindfulness has been linked to enriched empathy, as delineated by Norman Farb and his colleagues in a 2007 Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience Journal article. The practice not only fosters a greater connection and compassion towards others, but also promotes self-compassion, a key ingredient for enhanced well-being. This voyage through the scientific evidence underscores the vast and varied positive impacts of mindfulness, stretching from the physical to the profound realms of mental and emotional health. With its roots deeply embedded in science, mindfulness emerges as a versatile and valuable tool for navigating the complexities of modern life, proving itself as much more than esoteric charm. It's a gateway to improved well-being, grounded in empirical evidence. Part 3: Unlocking the Present, the Vital Shift from Doing to Being. Picture this. You're back from a vacation, flipping through photos, only to realize you scarcely remember the moments captured. It's as if your mind was elsewhere, lost in a maze of tasks and to-do lists. This scenario illustrates what's known as the doing mode of our minds, a state dominated by planning, problem-solving, and organizing. Without this mode, we'd be adrift, unable to manage life's demands. Yet, when overactivated, it becomes a thief, robbing us of the joy found in life's simple pleasures. There exists another way of experiencing the world, the being mode. This state is about living fully in the present, where every moment is met with conscious awareness rather than through the lens of judgment and comparison. Understanding the distinction between doing and being unveils the essence of mindfulness. The doing mode is analytical at its core. It's where our minds engage in relentless comparison, goal setting, and rumination over past events. This mental labor is not only exhaustive but often fruitless, leading to a cycle of contemplation without action. Consider how drained you feel after worrying over a problem for hours. Little is achieved despite the mental energy expended. Conversely, the being mode offers a refreshing departure. It's a state where thoughts and experiences float into consciousness like serene images, observed without urgency or insistence. This mode propels us towards experiences that truly nourish the soul. Let's draw a vivid parallel. In doing mode, you might mindlessly consume a few donuts while working, hardly noticing the taste. In being mode, however, there's a deliberate choice, a conscious savoring of what you genuinely enjoy. The doing mode often spirals into negativity, creating a quagmire of detrimental thought patterns. This is a result of the intricate connection between mind and body, where moods and thoughts feed into each other, leading to both constructive and destructive cycles. Take the anxiety around public speaking as an example. The mere thought might cause physical tension, prompting a cascade of questions and doubts, which in turn dredges up past insecurities. It's a relentless cycle of negative feedback. Being mode presents a profound alternative. By rooting yourself in the present, emotions can be felt more deeply but also pass more swiftly. It's a space where feelings, even uncomfortable ones, are not enemies to flee from but phenomena to observe. This mode allows for the breaking of the cycle inherent to the doing mode. This is the crux of mindfulness, a gentle pause in the constant doing, a shift towards simply being. It's an invitation to experience life more fully, to meet each moment with freshness and clarity. Adopting this approach not only enriches our lives but also brings a sense of peace and groundedness that often eludes us in the hustle of everyday activities. Part 4: Embarking on a Mindful Journey, the 8-week mindfulness course. The proposition of dedicating yourself to an 8-week mindfulness course might initially seem like a formidable commitment. Yet, the transformative benefits that await at its completion, elevated calmness, reduced stress levels, and an enhanced readiness to face life's challenges, make this journey not just worthwhile but potentially life-changing. So, how can one embark on this path to mindfulness? The initial phase, or the first week of the course, focuses on awakening from the autopilot mode that dominates our daily lives. It's startlingly easy to fall into a routine where we're merely going through the motions, missing out on the richness of life's details, like the fragrance of a flower or the intricate dance of leaves in the breeze. The objective here is to reclaim the reins of consciousness, stepping away from autopilot's grip. A powerful tool in this awakening is the practice known as mindfulness of the body and breath. This straightforward 8-minute meditation exercise serves as your anchor to the present moment. Here's the way to go about it. Find a comfortable position that allows you to relax completely, be it lying down or sitting upright. Your first task is to tune into your body, slowly scanning from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Give attention to each sensation that surfaces, acknowledging what your body communicates. Next, shift your focus to your breathing. Observe the rhythm of your breath, the intake of air, its journey within, and its departure. It's natural for your thoughts to wander during this process. The key lies in gently shepherding your focus back to the breath, time and again. Commit to this exercise twice daily over the week to cultivate a heightened sense of present moment awareness. The course's second week invites a deeper connection with your physical self. Our bodies are remarkably expressive, communicating needs such as hunger with unmistakable clarity. Emotions and moods, by contrast, can be more elusive, often going unnoticed or suppressed. Enter the Body Scan Meditation, a 14-minute practice designed to enhance the dialogue between body and mind. Adopting a similar approach to the first exercise, this meditation asks you to visualize your breath inflating and deflating different parts of your body in turn. This focused attention aims to unearth and acknowledge the myriad sensations dwelling within, be it the slight tingle in your toes or the flutter of nerves in your stomach. Throughout this process, remember that mindfulness is not a test. There is no pass or fail. Should your thoughts drift, simply acknowledge this and gently redirect your attention to the present. Exercise. Performing this meditation twice daily for the entire second week serves to solidify your foundation in mindfulness, preparing you to navigate the remaining course with a sense of curiosity and openness to the transformative journey ahead. Part 5. Nourishing Compassion and Sensory Insight. The Mindful Path of Weeks 3 and 4. Stepping into the third and fourth weeks of your mindfulness journey, you embark on a deeper exploration of your inner workings, focusing on fostering compassion and honing your sensory awareness. This phase is designed to shift you away from the relentless doing mode, characterized by fixating on uncontrollables like aging or market fluctuations, and guide you towards a more enriching being mode. The third week introduces you to the concept of the brain's approach system. Unlike the aversion system, which is fueled by fear and can dampen creativity by prompting avoidance, the approach system engages problems with curiosity and compassion. Triggering this system changes the dynamic from evasion to engagement, opening up a realm of creative possibilities. To facilitate this shift, the mindful movement exercise is your tool. This practice encourages acceptance of the present as it is, without the immediate impulse to alter circumstances. Starting with the foundational breath and body meditation, you'll evolve into gentle, mindful movements, raising your arms, stretching, and completing with shoulder rolls, all done with acute attention to the sensations these actions evoke. This physical awareness serves as a metaphor for emotional and mental elasticity, highlighting your personal boundaries and capacities. Integrate this exercise into your daily routine alongside the 3-minute breathing space, meditation, which encourages a brief, introspective pause to connect with your current state of being. Transitioning into week 4, the aim is to cultivate a detachment from your thoughts, developing the ability to observe them without getting entangled. The sounds and thoughts meditation is your guide here. This practice doesn't involve active engagement, but rather a passive attentiveness to the ambient sounds enveloping you. The goal is to perceive these sounds and, by extension, your thoughts as transient phenomena that arise and dissipate naturally. This auditory focus is a powerful analog for observing your thoughts, illustrating how they can construct narratives that influence your perceptions and emotions. Engaging in this meditation will refine your awareness of the impermanent nature of thoughts, fostering an understanding that allows you to witness your mind's narratives without being swept away by them. By the conclusion of week 4, you're not just more attuned to the external world, but deeply connected to the ebb and flow of your internal landscape, setting a firm foundation for the remainder of your mindfulness journey. Part 6. Embracing challenges and cultivating compassion. Navigating weeks 5 and 6. As we journey deeper into the mindfulness course, it's crucial to clarify a common misconception. Mindfulness isn't about creating distance from our emotions or problems. Quite the opposite. It involves engaging with our troubles directly, recognizing and acknowledging our feelings rather than escaping into distraction or denial. Week 5 centers on this very principle, introducing the practice of exploring difficulties. This 10-minute meditation is a daily commitment for the week, a time to confront, rather than shy away from, life's challenges. Here's how you begin. Settle into a posture that brings you comfort and prepares you for introspection. When you're ready, gently steer your mind towards a troubling issue. It could range from the health concerns of a family member to academic challenges faced by your child. Notice where in your body this thought triggers a reaction. With this focus, allow yourself to feel these sensations fully, breathing deeply into them. As you exhale, envision yourself opening up to these feelings, embodying acceptance and kindness. This process is not about getting rid of discomfort, but learning to coexist with it, illuminating a path toward letting go. Incorporate this into your daily practice, along with the techniques learned in previous weeks, uniting breath and body, sounds and thoughts, exploring difficulties and breathing space meditations into a cohesive routine. Week 6 takes you further into the realm of mindfulness by addressing the concept of overgeneral memory, a common trap of the doing mode. This tendency leads us to recall past events with a broad brush, painting them negatively and often unfairly. Such overgeneralization can lead us into a spiral of self-blame and resentment, obstructing our path to resolution and peace. This week, you'll refocus on the 3-minute breathing space meditation, introducing a new component, the befriending meditation. This exercise is a practice in extending kindness, first towards oneself and then radiating outwardly. Begin by syncing with your body and breath, creating a foundation of calm. Proceed to softly repeat a positive affirmation, such as, "May I be free from suffering. May I be as happy and healthy as it is possible for me to be. May I have ease of being." This mantra is a beacon of self-compassion and acceptance. Next, extend these wishes of well-being towards a loved one, then an acquaintance, and courageously, to someone you have disagreements with or a stranger. This act of mental generosity fosters a profound sense of connection and empathy. Weeks 5 and 6 challenge us to confront our difficulties with an open heart and to practice kindness unconditionally. This approach not only cultivates a deeper sense of compassion towards ourselves and others, but also draws us closer to the true essence of mindfulness, healing and liberation from the past, empowering us to live more fully in the present. Part 7. Charting a course of nourishment, the journey of weeks 7 and 8. As our journey into mindfulness deepens, we approach the final phases, weeks 7 and 8, with a focus on enriching both our physical and mental landscapes. It's a period for reflection, introspection, and personalization, guiding us to recognize the activities that fuel our spirits and those that drain them. Week 7 invites you to engage in a thoughtful exploration of what brings vibrancy to your life and what diminishes it. In the hustle of our daily routines, it's all too easy to bypass the simple joys, the crafting of a meal with care, the laughter shared on a family outing, deeming them expendable luxuries. Yet, paradoxically, it's these luxuries that often are the wellspring of our creativity, vigor, and epiphanies. Neglecting them can leave us feeling depleted and stuck. This week's task diverges from the usual meditation practices, prompting you to draft a list, distinguishing the sources of your nourishment from those of your depletion. This introspective exercise isn't just about self-awareness. it's a step towards recalibrating your life's balance. Imagine an equilibrium where for each hour dedicated to recharging, be it through physical activity or serene contemplation, an hour less is spent in draining pursuits, such as excess work commitments. From this reflective groundwork, revisit the meditative exercises you've encountered thus far. Select the two that resonated most deeply, those that felt truly nourishing, and incorporate them into your current week's routine, enriching your mindfulness practice with personalized sustenance. Then comes the culmination of your mindfulness training, week 8. By this juncture, you've traversed a varied landscape of introspective techniques and insights. The crucial task now is to integrate these learnings in a manner that aligns with your unique life situation and challenges. Reflect on the hurdles you've faced throughout this course. What remains challenging? Are there gaps in your mindfulness practice that need addressing? Crafting your mindfulness parachute, an assemblage of practices tailored to your specific needs, is your goal. This bespoke collection, whether it includes the compassionate embrace of the befriending meditation, for the self-critics among us, or the grounding 3-minute breathing space for those habitually in autopilot, becomes your lifeline. To ensure the longevity of your practice, documenting your reasons for embracing mindfulness serves as a powerful motivator. Pen these intentions down and place them where they'll catch your eye daily, reminding you of the foundations of your commitment. As your 8-week course reaches its close, remember, the practice of mindfulness doesn't end here. It's a continuous journey, a steady tether to the present moment that enriches each day. Embrace this path not just as a course to complete, but as a lifelong companion, grounding you in the mindfulness of now and paving the way into tomorrow with clarity and peace. Final summary. At its essence, the journey into mindfulness meditation is an invitation to step away from the carousel of transitory thoughts, emotions, and sentiments that often dictate our experiences. By nurturing a nuanced perspective on these fluctuating aspects of our inner lives, mindfulness opens the door to a profound understanding of our mental landscape. This shift in viewpoint is not just liberative. It arms us with the tools to engage our minds more constructively, sidestepping the pitfalls of negative cycles that can ensnare us. The true value of mindfulness lies in its capacity to anchor us in a more centered, peaceful existence. It propels us beyond mere survival in the tumultuous seas of our thoughts, guiding us toward a richer, more fulfilled state of being. Indeed, embracing mindfulness meditation is akin to laying the foundation for a vibrant, deeply contented life, illuminated by the clarity and tranquility of the present moment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.